This Next Realm podcast is presented by Roback Activewear. From performance polos to the performance hoodies and the performance Q-zips, Roback is the best fit and the best fill. Use code TNR20 at Roback.com for 20% off your first order. That's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. 20% off all polos, hoodies, and Q-zips with the code TNR20. And make sure to check out the Roback print polos. They have you feeling good all year round.
Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
It was a pretty amazing sports day here in our area. In Central Alabama yesterday, we had the Legion FC last night in a U.S. Open Cup game with a great crowd at Protective. And then the SEC baseball tournament. Brown, you and I were talking, we've done it a couple of times this week, just talking about what an impressive venue and outing it is every year for the SEC tournament. And we're sitting here on a rainy Tuesday with great crowds. And then yesterday, Wednesday, great crowds for a 9:30 LSU game. Drama in the second game of the early session, and then the Alabama-Auburn games were a classic in front of a packed stadium at the Hoover Met, and we're only to Thursday of the tournament. What can they do for an encore today?
I don't really know. You know, it's kind of funny. I was thinking last night as I was watching the Alabama game when Rockstar and I were at Odie's for trivia, and you, me, and Little T had had dinner at Odie's, and you guys had departed, but I was watching the game thinking, you know, this is twice now that in this city, in Birmingham, there has been an event that is a ticketed event in sessions where Alabama and Auburn have played in the same session, creating a really difficult ticket and a really cool environment. Yeah. If you were at the Saturday of the NCAA tournament where Alabama and Auburn played in the same region, that environment was incredible. With Houston and Auburn and then Alabama playing Maryland, you know, you had a lot of Alabama fans that got there early and eventually cheered for Houston. I think some Auburn fans, after they lost, stuck around and were cheering for Maryland before Alabama pulled away in that game. And then last night, I think you had some of the same. That was, it was kind of hard to tell because Florida also was orange and blue. But when they would scan the stands, I thought I caught some Auburn fans cheering for big Florida plays.
I think when the home run cleared the fence in the bottom of the 11th.
Instead of like Gainesville?
You could tell. Yeah. There weren't that many Florida fans there. Yeah. There were not that many Florida fans.
So that was just a really, really cool environment, and that's twice we've had that in our city in a similar situation. And oh, by the way, who plays today?
Yeah, at 1 o'clock, Alabama and Auburn. We'll get to what happened yesterday, but they do play each other in an elimination game today, so you know both of them lost yesterday. But the big picture of all that is, I mean you can call us SEC homers if you want. I don't shy away from
that. I own it.
Hell, I don't take that as an insult.
No,
thank you're welcome. Is yes. What I say. I am an SEC homer. It's the conference I grew up with and will die with. But when you're sitting here, again, on a Wednesday for a baseball tournament that really, big scheme of thing, doesn't mean a whole lot. All these teams are going to the NCAA tournament. We're fighting for some nuances in the NCAA tournament, but all these teams are in the NCAA tournament. To have that kind of drama going on, it's just an amazing event, and it's the passion of the fans in the SEC that makes it an amazing event. I mean, the fact that it's juiced up, that people go to the games, is what makes SEC softball so good, SEC baseball, basketball, football. To me, it's the fans on the road.
Well, there's no doubt.
When you go on the road in the SEC, it's not like going on the road in football in the Big Ten or other conferences. The Big Ten has some great crowds in places like Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State and Wisconsin. But you go to some sleepy venues as well. You know, Nebraska's got a great crowd always, despite the record. But there are some sleepy venues in other conferences. In the SEC, other than Vanderbilt, and usually you bring your, it's BYOB, you bring your own fans, your own juice, your own excitement. When you get there, it's a fun environment on the road. It's that way in baseball too. Just an amazing week going on out at Hoover. It continues today with four more games. Two of those are elimination games that are about to get underway this morning, and then we'll get Alabama and Auburn at 1 o'clock. Let's get into what happened last night, if you will. Let's turn the clock back and get to first the Alabama game, which was the 4:30 game. Number 2 Florida is the opponent. Alabama Brownie, 6-3 after scoring three in the top of the 11th. And then from what the SEC Network broadcast said, was the first time in SEC tournament history a team comes back from three down in extra innings to walk it off, and Florida beats Alabama 7-6.
I mean, that's hard to believe. Though, I mean, you know, it's been a pretty long tournament. I mean, this thing goes back a long way that you've never had somebody come from that far back in extra innings. Though that is hard to do. I mean, when you think about it, I bet it doesn't happen a ton in the major leagues even, you know, and they play 162 games.
Right. I mean, rarely do you get up as many as three in extra innings.
That's right. And then rarely are you good enough to come back from that. Right. I mean, it's normally a death blow. But I mean, you got to credit Florida, man. They just never – they came back in the, you know, late in the regulation to tie the game and even force extra innings. And then when Alabama looked like they had really given them a death blow, they never quit. That's one way you win the SEC regular season, by the way.
BT Riopelle with the three-run shot. They had scored a run to make it 6-4 and then a three-run walk-off home run, 7-6.
Bomb, by the way.
I mean, it's one of those where the outfielder doesn't even run back to the warning track of the wall and make that jump. It was a turnaround, and how high up in the trees is it going to hit?
That's right.
And that's how Alabama loses yesterday. After the game, interim head coach Jason Jackson talks about how that game ended for the Tide.
Basically, what I told him was, hey, man, this hurts, right? And it's supposed to hurt, right? You invest that much into the game, and it was an emotional game. And again, it was a very well-played game. But this is supposed to hurt, right? I mean, that's a kick in the gut, you know? And so it's okay to be pissed. You should be pissed. But we're going to go home, and we'll go back to the hotel, and we're going to eat, and we're going to be pissed off for a little while, and that's okay. But when we wake up tomorrow, that score resets to 0-0, and we got to bring it to the ballpark. We got to be ready to go. We got to be ready to bring it.
I like the way, and I know Alabama lost, but I like the way he managed that game in extra innings. I don't know a ton about baseball strategy. I will self-own that. I'll admit that. But that bunt he called, you know, now the runner got called out because of interference. But I thought that was I like that play, right? I mean, you force them to make all the right decisions. They got a ton of pressure on them in that situation.
Yep. High school coaching legend Sammy Dunn, who passed away way too early. Son Casey, still a great coach in the area at UAB. But Sammy, back in, you know, my days, I was finishing up high school baseball and then watching him coach his career. He was one of the best at that. Like, he would do all sorts of things that put the pressure on you to make plays.
Well, and in a bunt situation like that, you're forcing a lot of people to make critical decisions.
Right.
It's not just one guy, right?
That's right.
I mean, it's not a tapper back to the pitcher. All he's got to do is spin and throw to first. I mean, you know, the pitcher had to flip it to the catcher who had to throw it to first. The first baseman's got to get over, you know, to make that decision quickly. That ball's not anywhere near me. I got to go over and cover. We got to worry about the runner on third. I mean, you had a lot going on in that play. I thought it was a perfect call. Now, your runner gets too far over in the grass. Didn't really even have to. I mean, if he's just in the base path, that ball probably still hits him. But all those things, it worked perfectly if your runner just, if your batter just doesn't run too far to the left into the grass and get runner interference, you win the game or you take the lead at that point right there. So I like that call. I thought that guy, for a guy that's basically an interim manager, I guess. I don't know what your interim coach, I don't know what you call him. I thought he made a really good call there.
Yeah, I agree
with you. I guess
he's
coaching with house money, though. I mean, what the crap's it matter to him, right?
Well, I agree, but you're making it sound like he was like the guy who was booking hotel reservations for Alabama baseball and never has really sent a dugout.
He was the pitching coach. Yeah. It's not like he's focused, I would imagine, on an entirely different part of the game.
You know, pitching coaches are the smartest coaches.
Are they, you think?
I always think so, right?
I don't know.
I think back in the day, is axiom the word I'm looking for here?
Well, you're going to have to tell me the rest of the sentence.
The old belief in baseball terms back in the day that
axiom would have worked.
Major League Baseball catchers made the best managers because they called the game, they managed the pitchers, but, you know, they sort of, you know, set defenses and, you know, things like that, and that they made really good managers. I think we've gotten away from that a little bit. But the guy we're going to talk about next, Butch Thompson, he manages the pitching staff really well. Auburn loses to number 6 Vandy. So Alabama lost to number 2 Florida. Auburn loses to number 6 Vandy, 6-4. In that game, Bryson Ware hits his 23rd home run of the year. Now, we just got through the sunny experience down at Auburn with one home run after another. But Bryson Ware is now the home run leader, passing 2010's Hunter Morris, who held the record. Now, keep in mind, this is the school where Bo Jackson and Frank Thomas played.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Yeah, so 23 home runs tell you what Bryson Ware has done this year. But Vandy beats Auburn 6-4. Butch Thompson talked about the loss afterwards against a Vandy team that is going to be, you know, likely hosting a regional and maybe a super regional and maybe on the way to Omaha again. It's just the best of the best, and Butch talked about that afterwards.
Y'all have played such clean baseball the last couple months. Five of their six runs were walks or errors. That's how they got on base. That's something y'all haven't done a bunch of lately.
Yeah, that's different in the game. And I thought we experienced some of that in the first four innings last night and then hooked it up pretty good. So hopefully, you know, we play these night games, and you can just see when a ball goes to the outfield, you can see the water splashing up off of it. But we call that an excuse. So no matter where we play or what time of day we play, we're going to have to be able to, you know, make the other fella beat us, have discipline at bats, and dominate routine play. And that's been a challenge for us, at least enough to put us 1-1 in this tournament.
Can you just freeze that shot and pull it up? Forster, thumbs up or not, really good-looking Auburn hat, right? I mean, I know we're used to that being orange, but just that's white, right? My eyes are, that's blue and white. That's a good-looking Auburn hat, is it not?
Yeah. No. I mean, I'm not crazy about that uniform for them. Uniform look.
What uniform?
All blue, right? It was our navy or whatever, you know, orange and blue. It was the all blue with the orange script. I'm not a big fan of that uniform. I don't hate that hat, though. Like, if that hat's, you know, just separate from the uniform.
Like, if you're just rolling on game day as a fan, not in uniform.
Yeah.
Going to Jordan Hare to watch.
Yeah, no. That's great.
Football, basketball, or. Basketball at Neville or to Plainsman for baseball. That's a cool looking
hat. I think Auburn's got a lot of good classic baseball uniforms. I don't know why they wear the all blue. I don't like that one at all.
Nobody
has asked me one time.
Is it their city uniforms? That's what we do in Major League Baseball now. When we screw up a uniform, we call it our city theme or something like that.
Yeah.
We do something crazy. So Alabama and Auburn lose, but no shame in that. Forster set the table for us, and since we're still getting a new part shipped in for his microphone, I'll set it up and see if you guys agree. He thinks that this 1 o'clock game this afternoon, there are a lot of people that think both Auburn and Alabama are going to host. Forster paints a scenario for me today that maybe only one of them hosts, and maybe it comes down to, you know, who wins this game today, that maybe they're on the same line, that maybe there's a little bit more juice in this game today than maybe some people think, that this could be a very important game in the hosting world.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I was looking, I think I closed it, unfortunately, but I was looking at the RPI earlier, and I don't know how, again, I haven't paid this much attention to the
again, as I joked the other day about we're the new Mississippi.
That's right.
I know we're not coming off back-to-back national champions, Bobby, but I'm just saying that, you know, we're on a roll of 3 days in a row talking a lot of college baseball.
There's no doubt. But Alabama is today 11th in the RPI. Auburn is 16th, and obviously there are 16 regionals. But not everybody in that top 16 is going to get to host. For instance, I don't think Indiana State at number 10, at least some of the projections I've seen, Terre Haute does not get a host site. So just because you're above one of those two schools doesn't mean necessarily you will get to host. But they've at least got to be in the discussion. I don't know how strongly they go by this RPI either, though. I mean, at some point, facility plays into consideration. Alabama and Auburn have both hosted before, so you know facility's not an issue, right?
Right.
So that's going to put you ahead of some teams.
If they let Vandy host in that cracker box of a stadium up there and turf everything, Alabama and Auburn's facilities are perfectly fine. So we go 1 o'clock today. Forster painting a scenario of a lot of importance in that game, but both teams are off to the NCAA tournament. Right now, both projected by some folks as host. Next week in the NCAA tournament. But there's four games. We're about to get the early game elimination game started, then the Alabama-Auburn game at 1. Winners bracket games go on. Just an amazing day yesterday at the SEC baseball tournament. We'll hear from Butch later on about playing Alabama today as we get closer to that. A reminder that Alabama softball is in the Sweet 16 along with Tennessee and one other SEC team, I think Georgia. in the Super Regional of softball, which starts tomorrow in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Northwestern. 7 o'clock Central, first pitch Friday night. 8 o'clock Central, first pitch coming up on Saturday night. So Friday and Saturday for Bama softball. We'll get into what else is happening in the sports world. A big night in soccer here in town as well. After you tell us about a big night last night at Odie's. I did go by. We finished our event with our friends at Bud Light, by the way. New toy they gave us here. You see it sitting in Lance's chair. It won't be here long. We'll get it out to the lobby or the green room. But it's a little miniature foosball table from our friends at Bud Light. We were at Top Golf last night, where Brownie outdrove me again, as he always does. But I put a few in the net out there. Fun time at Top Golf with our friends at Bud Light. We appreciate those that came by on their way to the Vandy game. Your swing is so much better than mine. I start off hunched over so much. I don't understand. Tell me what I'm doing wrong there.
You're hunching over too much.
So I need to bend more at the waist?
Yeah.
Your back is too rounded off. You need to try to feel like...
Straighten my back?
Feel like you're sitting on the edge of a bar stool.
Yeah. The only thing I can do to help you, Brown, you got to get behind him and grab the club and just show him how to do it. That's what always helps me.
Yeah.
So and we're going to film it.
I'm hunched over. I mean, you got a good look, but I'm doing better at finishing.
You are? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I know Taylor's shooting it.
All right.
If I'm on the golf course, I never finish that high.
Yeah.
Yeah. She started laughing, Rockstar, as she was shooting. That was the first one. And, you know, she was like, save that one? I was like, oh, yeah. And the second one I hit, I mean, it had not even touched the ground yet. I was like, delete, 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 delete that one.
She sent that one.
I'm like a college girl on Instagram when I'm swinging the golf club. No. Delete that. Let me actually see you delete that one. Let me see you delete that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lunsford, yeah. Jim bends over too much and pops up too fast. I mean, who the hell are you? Tiger Woods on the
Jack
back
Nicklaus
row?
L. Lunsford plays I just golf. Like to say that at my peak, I had a 9 handicap. No longer do I have a 9 handicap.
I mean, you, my friend, are an athlete. Football and a simple, 9 handicap?
Simple-minded athlete.
Mm-hmm. 14.1 for me right now. Yeah. So I'm not going
to... I wasn't USGA registered, so it doesn't count.
Yeah. $48 for that. And Brown apparently pays half that. So I think I do.
I gotta go back and look. It just comes out every year.
Think it's jacked up a little bit?
Could be. I don't know. It's one of those that's just automatically coming out every year, and I don't pay like any of those streaming subscriptions I own.
But when we were through all of that last night with our friends at Bud Light, we were over to Odie's where you guys had trivia, and we had a nice meal before you guys did the trivia.
Yeah, I got the old Diablo sandwich. Taylor got the chicken fingers. Dunaway went with the chili cheeseburger, right?
Chili cheeseburgers and fries.
Yes, sir. Very good.
A little dollop of Rodney's chili on that historic cheeseburger.
Just a dollop of chili will do you.
Just a little or two.
Great lunch spot there for you at Odie's, Crestline Village. Here was the trivia question last night. Which one came first?
Okay.
Ray Kroc bought his first McDonald's or Kay Ivey was born?
Kay Ivey.
You think so?
Yes.
Dunaway is exactly right.
Yeah. He's a Kay Ivey enthusiast.
Ray Kroc.
I'm a Ray Kroc guy, and I just know how old Kay Ivey looks.
Ray Kroc, 1954 bought his first McDonald's.
I was going to guess 56.
Kay Ivey, born in 1944.
Yeah. I also came
not even close, by the way.
Yeah, it's a decade apart.
If she's running for re-election, already got her campaign slogan, every vote begins with K.
Every vote begins with K.
Give me, I'm Kay Ivey and I approve this message.
I'm Kay Ivey and I approve this message. We got to get our shit together.
Lunsford, I played Ray Kroc in the movie, of course.
Talk about her swimming pool again. That's my favorite new thing. I can still touch it, Tuscaloosa.
SS up here saying Ivy was born in 1892.
I'm going to do the backstroke to Mobile. That's the deepest. That's the Mariana's Trench of this pool.
Chase P says, K. Ivy brings out the ageist in me for sure. More K or more Joe? On the ages thing.
I don't know. They're both. I think they're both a little past their prime.
Yeah. Marco! Nobody's in the pool with you. Marco!
Shit, could you imagine Kay playing this game of Sharks and Venice?
Cannonball!
Odie's.
Pantsuit. pantsuit.
Hoodie's Tavern, Crestline Village, a Birmingham institution.
Smuff says, Rockstar doing his best K, James Gregory Ivy impersonation.
I haven't done James Gregory in a while.
Is he still with us?
He's still with us. He's still touring.
God, that is the James
he's still
Gregory.
Touring?
I think so, yeah.
James Gregory is one of your originals. It's also maybe the one you're most spot on with. Now, James Gregory bleeds over into Bill Cosby and yep. Kay Ivey. And
as if any pressure, my British turns into Irish, then yep. somehow turns into German.
But you're James Gregory. For anybody that knows who that is, it's a comedian.
Funniest man in the world.
Yeah, I mean, self-proclaimed funniest man in the world. And has traveled the Southeast a lot. So you may not know him, but Rockstar does a spot on James Gregory. Just give me one joke as James Gregory.
You ever notice on the plane they give you a bag of peanuts? And it's like 2-3 peanuts. What the hell am I going to do with 2-3 peanuts? I'm on a flight. Paid $700 for this flight just to compliment. Well, compliment your ass.
That's spot on. Such a good James Gregory.
All right. That was Odie's last night for that. And again, we were out celebrating the Legion with our friends at Bud Light last night on the kickoff party. And fans came by and said hi at Top Golf. And then they walked over. And when we were leaving Top Golf, packing up the equipment, we looked out there. And there was a line at 6:50 to get into Protective Stadium. Lo and behold, 12,722 fans show up last night at Protective Stadium. The Legion sending out Thank You Birmingham. And look at the pictures from inside the stadium. That's a soccer game. That's not Garth Brooks at Protective Stadium. That's for soccer last night. And look at that crowd. Beautiful. Pictures from the Legion, and like Furman hinted on the show, the Legion pull the upset. They beat Charlotte 1-0, soccer geek, 1-0 last night, and they advance on to the round of 8 in the U.S. Open Cup, and they get Inter Miami next. And oh, by the way, it'll be back at Protective Stadium. So Inter Miami has to enter Birmingham.
Oh, geez, Dunaway.
As they roll to town on June 7th for another Wednesday night game.
How does Birmingham keep getting the home games? Is it coin toss?
Coin toss? I don't know. Beckham keeps calling tails because he's David Beckham. He's always going to choose tails. Yeah.
So when's this game? Oh, wow. That was a good line. Thank you. Sorry. When's this next game?
June 7th, as I just said, on a Wednesday
Jim,
night.
Okay, Jim, I didn't hear you.
Where is it? Where is it being played?
Protective Stadium.
Okay.
Jeez. Inter Miami is coming to town. Yeah. But, you know, I was talking to some Legion fans over at Top Golf last night, and they were like, hey, you know, do you think we have a chance? And I was like, I made a joke, -2.5, as Furman was coming home. And Furman says, in Vegas, the point spread was basically a pick 'em, as Lunsford was pointing out yesterday. And I said, so I guess we have a chance. And they were like, wow. So they were fired up. And not only do they have a chance, they win the game. 1-0. So
well,
pretty crazy.
I think we need to go back to Top Golf June 6th. Let's do it.
June 7th on that Wednesday
night.
Yeah. So Protective Stadium, same scenario. Get your tickets at the same place. And 12,722 sets the franchise record for the largest crowd ever to see a Birmingham Legion game, with the possibility of David Beckham being in the house.
Oh, will he be at the game, you think?
He owns the team.
Yeah.
And it is the final 8 of the very popular U.S. Open Cup. Surely he'll come to town with Sporty Spice. What's her name?
He's married to Posh.
Posh.
The one that refused to do the reunion.
Okay. Yeah. Posh Spice. Maybe they'll both be in. Sending one of those luxurious suites. I went K.I.V. on you there. Luxurious suites. Down at Protective. So Pittsburgh won 2. So 2 USL teams left standing in the round of 8. As I tweeted last night, you can't spell MLS without the L.
I love your victory laps.
It was a legendary game.
It was a legendary game. Rumors Messi's coming to Inter next year. Hopefully, maybe by June 7th.
Why, he's going to play for him?
There's a possibility.
Is he retired from the Champions League?
No, you know, he's got a $400 million a year offer from the Saudis.
And he's going to play in Miami?
And he can go back to Barcelona, or he could come here, enter Miami, and then start basically his endorsement tour in the U.S.
Yeah.
Which is what Beckham did.
I bet he takes that Saudi money. going to tell you.
Saudi money is easy money.
Yeah, that money spins well.
No money easy like Saudi money.
Yep.
All right, we'll get to everything else going on in the sports world, including a big college football announcement coming up. But we were talking about the upset for the Legion last night. BHMLegion.com for tickets for that June 7th game against Inter Miami in the round of eight. Three wins away from hoisting the cup, which is pretty amazing for the Birmingham Legion. Congratulations to everybody who made that happen last night down at Protective Stadium. And if you want to get into tonight's NBA game and a lot of day baseball, you can do it with our friends at MyBookie, MyBookie.ag.
Don't forget right now when you sign up at MyBookie.ag to use code NEXTROUND. That gets you that sign-on bonus up to $1,000. You heard me right. You sign on at MyBookie.ag, use code NEXTROUND, sign-on bonus up to $1,000. Right there, use it right away, win it, and keep it forever there at mybookie.ag. The NBA playoffs with the Eastern Conference Finals continuing tonight. The finals just around the corner. All the major league games. Heck, as Dunaway even told you, you can play these soccer games right there at mybookie.ag. They make it very easy. You bet, you win, they pay. You bet, you win, they pay at mybookie.ag. Do not forget code NEXTROUND, though, to get that sign-on bonus up to $1,000 when you visit mybookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. Mybookie.ag, code NEXTROUND. That's mybookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
Have you had a pipe burst, a washing machine overflow? Maybe your toilet or bathtub has overflowed upstairs and now you have water coming through your ceiling? No problem. The specialists at DryTech are here to help. What's important is you act immediately when water damage occurs. Failing to do so can cause mold, rot, and mildew issues. Long-term exposure to those toxins can cause many health issues down the road. So act fast. When trouble strikes, call DryTech 205-637-0143. That's DryTech at 205-637-0143.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. You've heard me for years talk about our friends at Bromberg's Jewelers, and we welcome you to stop by and see that great customer service at the Mountain Brook and Summit locations. But we'd also love for you to check out their new online shop. They've got plenty to choose from. Great gifts, big and small. Available online, they've got David Yurman, Tudor watches, select diamond and gemstone jewelry, William Henry, seasonal and favorite giftware items and baby gifts as well. They've even got an online sales section. For more information, Bromberg's.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round hosts a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation, while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, presented by Redmont Vodka. LT has in-depth conversations with personalities like Clay Travis and Taylor Hicks. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple and Spotify. And remember to like and subscribe.
Hey, Lance Taylor from The Next Round to tell you about my friends at Michelson Laser Vision, located conveniently UAB Highlands. Almost 20 years ago, I went in for the procedure. Only took 12 minutes for both eyes. When I went in, I had 20/200 vision. I was legally blind. Now I have 20/15 vision, still 19 years later. Make the call today. Schedule a hassle-free consultation. 969-8100. Dr. Mark Michelson, Dr. Jen Michelson, Michelson Laser Vision. Make sure you tell them The Next Round sent you. 969-8100 or MichelsonLaserVision.com. Stop by the New York Butcher Shop and pick up the finest in certified Angus prime beef steaks and burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, and all-natural chicken cut to order just for you. Their chef-prepared entrees and side dishes are the perfect dinner-to-go choice for your family and are ready to heat at home. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, the New York Butcher Shop is your one-stop dinner shop. Two locations to serve you, Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone, the New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality, well-done service.
When the weather gets warm in the Deep South, there's nothing better than spending your days outside. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round. When you're outside, there are a couple of things you want to be certain about. Number one, your yard looks the best it can. And number two, you're not always swatting away those mosquitoes. My friends at Wayne's take care of both those things for me. And Wayne's is celebrating their 50th year. So right now, get $50 off your pest, your termite, your lawn, and your mosquito services. Visit callwaynes.com or call 866-WAYNES-1.
A couple of kick times in just a second, and one big announcement from an SEC partner. But first, let me tell you about our friends at Legacy. The website's legacycreditunion.com, legacycreditunion.com, the website. You'll go there to learn more about the official sponsor of UAB, the official credit union of UAB. They've been supporting UAB Athletics since its beginning. And they've been supporting UAB in the city of Birmingham for over 60 years. They're such a big supporter of UAB that the gold standards that the protectors at the Bartow Arena has Legacy on it. Legacy Pavilion there, the UAB football practice facility named after Legacy. There's Legacy Plaza at Protective Stadium on UAB football game day. So Legacy is all in with the UAB community in Birmingham for the past 60 years. They have a couple of things right now that'll help you with your finances. One of those is the lifestyle loan with Legacy. It can be used for unexpected medical expenses, maybe an emergency in your family finances, or for fun stuff like a dream vacation or to redo that backyard. No collateral required and affordable low rates. Get more details when you go check out our friends at Legacy at their website, legacycreditunion.com, legacycreditunion.com, a great place for car loans and a lot more. Legacycreditunion.com, federally insured by the NCUA. Before we talk football, a fun announcement here on the show as well, something that we're excited about. Brownie, if you will make the big announcement, and then we'll celebrate it a little
Jim,
bit.
Jim,
it's exciting.
How do you start your day every day?
I start my day every day with usually picking up a cup of coffee for Forrester.
Right.
Or Forrester picking up a cup of coffee for me. We brew a pot at my house.
Mm-hmm.
I bring one with me and then get a bonus cup through our friendship.
Well, guess what? We are launching today our own line of coffee. Next Round Coffee. Roasted beans. 100% Arabica coffee with our partners at Who Is Coffee, whoiscoffee.com, whoiscoffee.com. This is available in light, medium, and dark roast, specially coffee roasted on demand for whole or all of you. It's available in whole bean, ground for drips and pods, espresso, coarse ground for the French press, whoiscoffee.com, and you can go there to pre-order today. We're going to send it out on social media. Scott is showing you on the screen there some of the bags.
Yes, we're actually on the packaging, which is really amazing.
I like it.
The Dunaway After Dark Roast is my favorite, but feel free to sample all of them. And we'll have a link in our store as well, nextround.store, nextround.store. You can go there where you buy all your great gear. And then punch there for an easy order to get it. It's specifically packed each time you order one. It's not already pre-existing, though we have some up here. Love the packaging. Your beard even shows up.
Yeah, I kind of like the way I look on it, to be honest with you. Yeah. I was looking at it last night.
I actually like the way you look on it, too.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
That's a given.
Yeah.
So anyway, whoiscoffee.com. Now, Taylor, if you were watching on video, Taylor has dropped a link. Lil T has dropped a link there in the chat room, so you can go ahead and do that. As Jim said, we'll have it on our store site as well. Pre-order today, everybody. The pre-orders will be entered to win a prize pack with coffee, shirt, hat, and tumbler. A prize pack.
Oh, so if you order today,
yes, sir. You get into a little contest there. So. Yeah. You love the show. You love coffee. Here you go. Next Round blend of coffee. Let us know what you think. I'm holding the medium roast whole bean right here. So that's the thing I like about it with our friends at Who Has Coffee. A lot of different choices in this. And as you know about my coffee experience, it smells fantastic.
Michael, giving the great tagline in commercials, Rockstar, the best part of waking up. Is the next round in your cup.
Hey, man.
Somebody called him Jimmy Valdez.
Yeah.
The best Buenos part days. Of waking up.
You should do a song like that.
Yeah. Mm. Ashley, thank you. She says, nice. And it's really good. I mean, Forrester, I think, sampling a cup right now. The process was a little bit more intense than I thought. They kept bringing in different styles of beans, different mixtures, and we liked this. We wanted it to be a little bit more this, a little bit more that. And we dialed it in to where we think we have a pretty good blend here. This is a unique blend designed specifically for us. Your next cup.
It absolutely
cup.
Is. Yeah. I mean, I'll give you and Forrester and Reed and Kelsey credit. You guys tasted a lot of coffee and said, I like this about this one. I don't like this about this one. And they used all of that to come up with this blend right here.
This one's a little bitter. This one's a little, you know,
this isn't just like they, you know, just threw a bunch of stuff together and said, here's your blend. We actually, the coffee drinkers up here actually filtered through a lot of them and came up with this blend. So I'm excited about this.
Yeah. Forrester calls it really good coffee. So,
all right.
Give it a shot.
He's a snob.
Yeah. A really good coffee is, that's like two thumbs up from Forrester when it comes to coffee. Because if I bring in the wrong cup from the wrong place on the way in, he bitches about it for 4 hours. So for Forrester to give it two thumbs up, it is really, really good. All right. So there you go. Coffee. Michael says Aliceville wants those bags to check out Brown with their morning cup. Yeah.
They get coffee in the clink, don't they?
Yeah.
Comes in a little tin cup that they can bang on the bars.
Yeah, bang on the bars. Still 1936.
I mean, the empty bags, when they pull them out of the dumpster in Aliceville at the women's prison over there, will be going off being traded for cigarettes so I can pin it up. They can pin it up in their cell and look at Brown's picture there.
What do you say, Fuzzy Britches?
All right. Here's the big stuff that you need to know about college football today. We got a couple of kick times in a second. But first, yesterday, Florida and Georgia announces that they are exercising their option to stay in Jacksonville for the 2024 and 2025 cocktail party. Then the debate continues now on where the rivalry goes in 2026. After 2025, there's no contractual tie. Details have to be worked out. But 2024, 2025, right back there in Jacksonville, both schools united making that announcement yesterday.
Yeah, I think this was what was expected, right? And what to look forward to next is the Jacksonville people are saying, you know, if we're going to keep our stadium updated with the NFL stadiums, we're going to have to gut this thing and redo a lot. And that is going to be a two-year process. So there is at some point going to be an open window, probably at the end of this agreement, to this game to be on campus and them then to decide on down the road, do we want to keep it on campus or keep it in Jacksonville?
I hate to be that guy, but when the Jacksonville president, Mark Lamping, said earlier this week, that he believes a new deal for a new stadium in Duval County in Jacksonville is going to happen. You guys don't need to worry about us playing back-to-back games in London this year. That sounds to me like a guy who was sent out there to make that announcement that there is concern about a new stadium in Duval County.
Right.
And you should be worried about us playing back-to-back games in London.
Yeah, he's like that guy, what was it, Baghdad Bob, that used to work for Saddam Hussein, like there would be fires burning behind him. He's like, there is nothing to worry about. Everything is under control.
Jacksonville's playing back-to-back games in London this year. Now, one of them is their home games, and one of them they're the Misters, but still back-to-back games over there. It's long been rumored that the NFL wants a franchise over there, and that Jacksonville, with their ownership group, would be okay with going over there. So we'll see if they stay in Jacksonville or not. They talk about remodeling that stadium again.
That's what they're talking about, yeah. That's why it'd have to be closed 2 years. Now, if they build another one, you would have no hiccup, but my question would be, and I don't know the answer to this because I don't know how Georgia and Florida fans feel about this, but if they build another one away from that site, is it the stadium that attracts them? Is it that site that attracts them? Is it the city of Jacksonville that attracts them? You know, would they go to a new stadium? Because there's, I don't think you can build it close to the site of where the Gator Bowl actually sits, or TIA Stadium, whatever it is now, sits.
I mean, I think it's almost landlocked, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think they're going to have to build this.
Canals.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to build this out of the city, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong about this. So are you wanting to play this still in Jacksonville, just at a different stadium? Or is that even the open door, that once they move to that stadium and say, we're not going to stay, you know, in some dilapidated old stadium and let it run down. We're going to go back to campus here. Yeah. I just feel like they're looking for any reason to get this thing back on campus. That's my feel.
Well, I mean, they could have done that for 2024 and 2025, but, you know, that's a good push it down the road bargaining chip.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. It eventually will be on campus, in my opinion, unless they come out and Duval County says, I mean, if you're If you're remodeling that stadium, you're not doing what most of the NFL is doing now.
That's right.
L.A. built SoFi Stadium, considered to be the greatest stadium ever built on the planet. I haven't been there yet, but you know that's what they called it, and it was very expensive. You look how quickly Atlanta moved from the Georgia Dome to Mercedes-Benz. You look at what Tennessee has just announced they're doing. They're not remodeling Nissan. They're building a new stadium, state-of-the-art stadium. You look at what Buffalo just announced. They're building a new state-of-the-art stadium. You look at what Chicago's about to do. They're going to leave a remodeled Soldier Field and move to the, you know, to a different part of town and build a new stadium. Nobody really is remodeling anymore.
No.
They're building new stadiums in the NFL.
Yeah, so I don't even understand that plan by them to try to remodel this
thing. Even the Redskins,
that's kicking the can, yeah.
Like even the Redskins, which I put them in a relatively new stadium. I mean, what was that built in the late 90s? You know, now you know, quarter of a century old, but by some standards, a newer stadium. And they're about to build another new stadium with their new ownership group.
Yeah.
So it's... You know, Cincinnati's had a new stadium since then. Cleveland's got a new stadium.
Well, I get the feel, though, that right now, if Kirby Smart wants it in Athens and Gainesville, he's got the sway for the people at Georgia to get behind him.
Oh,
like if Kirby and
you mean back-to-back national champions?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm only 47 years old.
Yeah. And Kirby is a guy that has been open about the fact that he does not like that they don't get the, you know, the recruiting aspect of a home game, that they lose a home game every other year to recruiting. So he's been vocal about not liking that. And I think Kirby's got enough power that if he's put his foot down and said, we want this game in Athens, I think the Georgia people would get behind Kirby. Billy Napier does not have that. So, I don't know, but I would imagine it only takes one to kill this deal, wouldn't you think? Like if Georgia says, we're not agreeing to it. You can play every other year in Jacksonville. We're playing our game in Athens.
Just look at Auburn and Alabama.
Yeah.
Right? Alabama back in the day, now the vote would be very different right now, but back in the day, Alabama wanted to keep playing the Iron Bowl in Birmingham.
Right.
And Auburn got to the end of that contract and, you know, said, it's our home game and we're taking it to Jordan-Hare Stadium. They did that in 89, but back in 90 when it was Alabama's home game, where was it at? It was back at Legion Field.
That's right, yeah.
Right? And then when Auburn had the opportunity again, they said, nope, no more. You can keep playing yours at Legion Field.
You play
Field.
Yours anywhere you want. Yeah. We don't care.
All right, when it's our home game, we're going to Auburn. It only takes one to break a contract.
Yeah, that's it. And at some point, you would think Georgia could say, if y'all like Jacksonville so much, you could play there. We don't care. Every other year, you play there. We'll keep coming down there.
I was the guy, you know, back in the day, you know, hey, let's keep it at Legion Field. It's so awesome that it's, you know, neutral site, though it was never neutral. It was always an Alabama crowd. Here in Birmingham, you know, closer to Tuscaloosa, much like it's closer to Gainesville than it is to Athens.
Right.
But then, you know, once you get it on campus, I don't care. They could build SoFi Stadium in Birmingham and I would never want it to go back.
You can't match that.
Out of Tuscaloosa and Auburn.
You can't match it.
And in fact, I like the game better in Auburn, to be honest with you. I don't know if it's, you know, Alabama having to overcome so much when they play there that it just seems to me like that atmosphere is the pinnacle of Iron Bowl atmosphere. Alabama at Auburn is the top line of it.
There are a couple things in play there. Number one, Auburn is a really good home field advantage. And over the years, it has been a better home field than Bryant-Denny Stadium. Bryant-Denny Stadium has caught up as much as, you know, I mean, they've closed the gap as they've added on to that stadium and as Alabama's gotten better again. But Jordan-Hare's been a good home field advantage for a very long time. Number two, it's a better game there. It is a blowout every time it's in Bryant-Denny since the comeback. I mean, every game in Bryant-Denny has been in bloodbath just about. And that hurts the atmosphere, obviously. It's a foregone conclusion by the time the clock ticks to the fourth quarter. Jordan-Hare, those games go to the end of regulation and sometimes and recently beyond. So I think that's what's at play there. Why it does? I agree with you. The Iron Bowl is better in Jordan-Hare. It's a better game for whatever reason.
Yeah. So
I think that's because, as I've often said, in big games, Jordan-Hare is worth 7 points. I think
we'll see what the Georgia-Florida folks decide, but that's over the next few weeks. Until then, 2024 and 2025, we'll be back in Jacksonville. We'd love to see what you guys think over in the old Vulcan Tire and Automotive chat room. If you've been to that cocktail party, I think Lance has been to one. I've always wanted to go, but, you know.
I've been invited. A friend of mine used to be part of the, you know, like the Bruno event team and Night Edie here in town run events. He was part of that in Jacksonville. He lives in Huntsville now.
It's a guy I went to school with at Jack State, and he was like,
I met him at the NCAA.
You did, yeah, you did. Yeah. And he said, anytime you guys want to come do your show for me, we had an offer to do the show. He's like, well, I got you set up. Don't worry. My problem is I'm just missing so many college games on TV to go to that one. That was why I was hesitant.
I understand. All right. When we come back, the kick times, some important SEC kick times as we continue to start piece together the season. And why not? We're only 93 days away. I mean, we haven't really gotten into our off-season, you know, topics that we usually get into yet. And we're only 93 days away from kickoff. We're only 53 days away from SEC Media Days. And we've got the 40 and 40 coming out very soon. You have until midnight tomorrow night to vote if you got the link to vote. Appreciate all of you signing up to that. That's also for all of you up here. You all got the link, too. So Tyler and Forrester and Lunsford.
Already submitted mine.
You already submitted yours?
Already done.
Man, I love the research you do, man.
I did
Brownie,
some research.
Kelsey, Reed, Taylor, Lance. Chance Lance has his by midnight.
Is it due today?
Midnight, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah. And he's still in Vegas.
Yeah, it's going to be low now. Until you just said that, it was going to be low for me, too.
Yeah.
It still is, by the way.
Well, I mean, your contribution to the show is appreciated. So too is our friends at Hemp Hill. For all your plumbing, cooling, and heating needs, trust the name Birmingham's trusted since 1954. Hemp Hill Services, 205-229-2090. 229-2090. Right now, special offer to get your air conditioning system ready for summer coming up. We're 93 days away from football, but we're not that far away from the triple-digit temperatures here in the South and the humidity. You want the air conditioning working at the A-plus rate. That's what our friends at Hemp Hills, they do. They do it. They do it right. They fix it the first time at a fair price, and they do it with the best customer service. Adam Chad and the team at Hemp Hill, the name Birmingham's trusted since 1954. Remember the name Hemp Hill or call 205-229-2090, Hemp Hill Services.
Follow LT on Twitter at The Lance Taylor.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about one of our favorite places for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That is Hamburger Heaven since 1982. Hamburger Heaven has been serving Birmingham's best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, french fries, hand-spun milkshakes, and sandwiches made fresh to order. All of their ingredients are fresh and prepared daily. This includes their beef, always fresh, never frozen, hand-pattied each and every day. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, visit any of the four locations, Highway 280, Irondale, Gardendale, and Homewood.
Did you tweak your shoulder putting up Christmas decorations? Injure your elbow shooting hoops in the backyard? Or hurt your knees getting up from the couch at halftime? Let 2023 be the year precision sports medicine and orthopedics gets your life back on track. Orthopedic care is better together. Find your provider today. Call 205-512-3885. That's 205-512-3885. Or visit precisionsportsortho.com/2023.
Holly Mack Wilson is the realtor you should use to help buy or sell a home. Why? For one, she is a professional with certifications in negotiations and buying and selling real estate. She also sells 70 homes every year. Think about that for a minute. 70 homes is the equivalent of almost 6 homes per month. That's more than one per week. That's crazy. It's because of her attention to detail, her marketing knowledge, and her professionalism. She helps you get the most out of the house you are selling and helps you get into the home of your dreams at the best possible price. Holly Mack Wilson is also someone you can trust, which is crucial when making the biggest purchase of your life. What's even more important, she cares and wants to help. If you're buying or selling a home, she can help. Call Holly Mack Wilson today, 205-901-9446, or check her out online at hollymackhomes.com. Holly Mack Wilson, a trusted, professional, and experienced Keller Williams agent.
You hear a lot of interesting phrases while playing golf, like, I think you're on the beach, or the classic, you gotta hit it, Alice. One word you're sure to hear right now at Bentbrook Golf Club is wow. Brand new carts with complimentary GPS and the bent grass greens are so consistent, you just might drain a few more putts. Alice, tee it up and find out for yourself. Book around today at bentbrook.com or call 428-1999. It's better at Bentbrook.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round host a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call. LT takes off the gloves for an in-depth conversation with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmond Vodka. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, nextroundlive.com.
The Next Round rolls on now. Jeff with a great question. Have you guys seen a kick time yet for Auburn and Cal, the game out in Berkeley? I have not.
I have not.
It'll be on the TV property of the Pac-12, though, so it won't necessarily be in the usual place you watch Auburn football games. It could be on ESPN platform, but it could be on FS1 or Fox or...
Yeah, it just feels like it's not going to be a big noon Fox kickoff, obviously. Feels like that 2:30 Fox window to me for some reason. I don't know. Could be a late game, though, too. Could be the Pac-12 after dark.
Yeah, it could be a night FS1 or a night ESPN, ESPN2 type game. So nothing we've seen yet, Jeff. Those kick times, the other ones in just a second. But first, my friends at Way to Wellness, big upset. I finished eating my meal last night at Odie's with Brownie and Little T, and Rockstar, the cheeseburger is a classic. Then I put a dollop of chili on it, chili cheeseburger, and all the fries that came with it, and dipping it into ketchup and, you know, sneaking a dip into ranch dressing because Taylor dips everything in ranch dressing. And I finished it, and I instantly thought to myself, you know, and I think I had 3 Bud Lights at the...
That was a mistake.
You didn't think it to yourself. You said it out loud numerous times.
I said, I'm going to hate getting on the scale in the morning. The amazing thing about Way to Wellness, 191.6 yesterday.
Right.
191.4 today, despite that great meal.
You lost 2/10 of a pound?
2/10 of a pound with that high calorie intake. That's how they got me dialed in. I'll go ahead and tell you, the lights are brighter over here when they flash them in the middle.
For some reason, I was looking at them. I don't know why. All right.
Hey, thank you, Way to Wellness, for getting me down a little bit more before I hit the golf course later today. No cookie cutter plan. Everything is designed for you. The program is overseen by board certified professionals. There is no contract. There's no sign up fees. And your first consultation is free. That's with Leslie and her board certified team. Listen, I didn't go to them to start with to lose weight. I went to them and I said, listen, my blood pressure and cholesterol numbers are going wacko right now. I've got to do something. And so the weight loss from 206 to 191 is just an added benefit of getting everything back into line when it comes to my blood pressure and cholesterol. If you've got problems like that or just want to jumpstart your weight loss, just go to their website at planforme.com, Way to Wellness, your journey to healthy living. All right, some kick times. The one that surprises me the most is where we've moved the Arkansas-Missouri actual kick time.
Yeah, I guess it's a little bit later, right? Wasn't it a 1:30 central kick on CBS?
Usually it was 2:30 is the normal CBS window, but on Fridays they always moved it to 1:30.
You never know why they did that.
Yeah, which was always precarious for when I was on CBS 42 because I did the 5 o'clock news on Black Friday. And usually was at the side of the Iron Bowl back in, you know, TV window, you know, because the Iron Bowl was on Saturday. Right. And it was always that 5 o'clock was precarious because that game would run long all the time. Well, you can forget you forget the 5 and 6 on CBS now.
So first of all, this was rumored that Missouri wanted to move that South Dakota game up to Thursday. They have in fact done that. So we've got another Thursday game, South Dakota at Missouri, Thursday, August 31st. That it's going to be a 7 o'clock Central Time kick on SEC Network. Florida, that'll go head to head with Florida and Utah.
Yep,
I think I'll be watching Florida Utah, but South Dakota Missouri is going to be a Thursday night game.
But that was important. So the SEC Network would have a game on that opening Thursday night,
and Missouri wanted it moved.
Does Tennessee? Do they play opening Thursday night this year?
I don't know that it has been announced, but they have been doing that traditionally of late. I'll check and see Dunaway real quick if it's announced.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to remember also who Missouri is playing week 2. It seemed like there was a reason they wanted that game. Is it Kansas State, I think, maybe?
Maybe.
That they've got week 2? First of all, Tennessee, I don't believe it has been announced yet, but they play Virginia. No. They play Virginia. That's Saturday.
That's a Saturday.
Yeah, that's right.
It's actually one of the better.
Yeah.
It's in Nashville. Yeah.
Yeah, it is in Nashville. One of the better Saturday games. Middle Tennessee is who Kansas State's not until week three for Missouri. So I'm not sure why they wanted to move that game up to Thursday, but they did.
Yeah. TV exposure.
Yeah. I mean, good for them. Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Egg Bowl right there where it's always been, 6:30 Central ESPN kick on Thanksgiving night.
But that's official now. That was an official announcement.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. So Thanksgiving night Egg Bowl, as we have become accustomed to, 6:30 Central time kick. I think that's the normal time it has kicked on Thanksgiving night. And then, as you mentioned, Jim, Missouri Arkansas will be Black Friday, as it has traditionally been, but it is now going to be a 3:00 Central time kick instead of a 1:30. On Black Friday, you've got the NFL Amazon game, Miami and the Jets at 2:00. We learned yesterday you're going to have a primetime NBC game, Michigan State, Penn State from Ford Field in Detroit. I think we said that was a 7:00 Central kick, if I'm not mistaken. So I guess they're kind of trying to wedge this one in between those two. You're going to go head to head with the NFL game, no matter when you play it.
I took it, Brown, as possibly CBS slotting another Big Ten game or a military game.
At 11?
At 11, yeah.
Okay, maybe so. Yeah.
Yeah, because they do that sometimes to manipulate the schedule. Or maybe they've got, you know, I think they have a Conference USA. I don't know what all CBS Sports Network has, that maybe they would slide it over to main CBS and just make it a day of football.
Yeah,
or a basketball game.
Yeah, now that they've got the and you know, they're committed to the 2:30 Saturday window for the Big Ten moving forward, but they also were with the SEC and they did this Black Friday game. So maybe that's something you'll get in the future with CBS, is they're open to doing a Black Friday Big Ten game. So anyway, that's a 3:00 kick. So we've got three SEC kick times officially now today to add to the ones we already had.
Yeah. Of that, so South Dakota, Missouri, now part of an opening Thursday night after week zero that includes NC State at UConn on the CBS Sports Network. Now, that may not seem good, but UConn was not bad last year, and NC State's replacing a quarterback. It's at UConn, so, you know, we'll watch it. And South Dakota, Missouri, that's the only two official games we have on that Thursday right now that have a kick time and a network.
We don't have a kick time for Florida, Utah yet? Or is it just announced that it was moved to Thursday?
It's not on my list that I'm looking at. But it has been announced. I assume it will
be
7:00 ESPN, 7:00.
7:00 is what it's got to be. Goose says he thought Penn State was one of the schools that do not play late season primetime games. I think they are. This is a Michigan State home game.
And they're moving it indoors.
Yeah, to Ford Field. And I think this was Michigan State doing a solid for the Big Ten to help them out of this situation.
We do have a Friday night, that opening weekend that's been announced, Louisville and Georgia Tech at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on ESPN. And then Colorado opening with TCU's the Fox Big Noon kickoff on that opening weekend. You got West Virginia and Penn State as a main primetime NBC, 6:30 in that opening weekend. And you got LSU Florida State, which is that really hot Sunday window on ABC at 6:30, which has become one of the higher rated games every year.
By the end of the season, that's almost always in the top 10 of the TV ratings. That is a great TV window for college football that ESPN and ABC have realized, boy, if we'll just continue putting big names there, we'll get a massive rating for it.
And Clemson and Duke ends at Labor Day weekend on Monday night at Duke. Mike Elko coming off a great year. Mike Elko throwing a shot at a couple of ACC teams yesterday. We'll talk about that later. But when we come back, Kennington Smith III, he's our new friend who's with The Athletic. He'll join us to talk Alabama football after Brownie tells us about our friends at Precision Sports, getting you back in the game. Injuries are something we're keeping an eye on as we get ready for tonight's NBA game, Miami at Boston. Everybody's about as healthy as you can be this time of year. Boston trying to stay alive tonight, 7:30 on TNT.
Hey, listen, if you've had a recent injury, maybe it was just exercising, going a little too hard as the weather has warmed up, some of that spring cleaning, the injury still sticking around, Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics is here to help you out. 9 locations, the Birmingham Metro. You can make an appointment by calling 855-219-6200, 855-219-6200, or precisionsportsortho.com. That's precisionsportsortho.com. We talk Bama football next.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.